up against seasoned players. So go out and play.
Hey everybody, welcome to Workforce Gaming. I'm Brad, here with Doug.
Just don't get
delayed.
Doug jumped into Cyberpunk Phantom Liberty after the crazy goatee talk of this and kind of the redemption story that has been Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
So I think both of us bought this game like 2 years ago where it was like dirt cheap because it was just complete trash. And I was like, just take it. It sucks. I think we both bought it and played a little bit, but you decided to actually get back into it. So where are you at now with it? And is Phantom Liberty like the savior of this game and series?
We will do a full review of Cyberpunk. I'll talk a little bit more specifically about Cyberpunk in the future. I liked Cyberpunk. I thought it was pretty good. My end thoughts when I finished Cyberpunk was like, that was a neat anthology of sci-fi short stories. I hope they do a good job on the next one. And Phantom Liberty is like one of my favorite games.
Really?
I was sitting there looking at where I would have put this on my chart. And shout out to whoever commented on our video where they said Phantom Liberty was like one of their top three games along with Armored Core 6. Is like, all right, sure, I guess I'll give it a try.
And commenter.
Yeah. I love Phantom Liberty. I think it is absolutely excellent. I think it is the game I thought Cyberpunk was going to be. It just completely fulfills anything. Any sort of minor issue I had with Cyberpunk was just they fixed in Phantom Liberty. It just absolutely blew me away. The ending I thought was so good, so smart, and so not where I thought it was going, and they did it in a nice kind of quieter thing than I was expecting. I think the thing that the whole thing about Phantom Liberty in general is Cyberpunk 2077 is a bit more kind of in your face, sex, drugs, it's the future, blah, 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 blah. And then this one is just much more interpersonal relationships, kind of talking about that world in that it really sucks for everybody. But I think it's just absolutely just killer front to back, it's just excellent.
So, improvements. So where are our improvements here? What are the things that are better? You kind of mentioned that the story is better, but is it because it's tighter? I think we've talked about that before, where a lot of these expansions, big DLCs now feel like they're taking these games and just tightening everything up and kind of fine tuning. Is it that? Are there gameplay changes, or is it just the whole story in general is what's really putting this above and beyond this game that was fine to this is one of the best games of last year?
Yeah, I don't want to get too much of the mechanic. I think mechanically it's pretty similar. There's a big 2.0 update that I don't want to get into, but basically kind of completely redid the skill chart. So it's a lot more fun kind of building your character. Okay. And that's a big part of it. But I just think straight up the writing and the situations you get into in Phantom of Liberty are just head and shoulders above Cyberpunk. It's really funny. There's a mission in Cyberpunk that they use. Actually, you see a lot of screenshots from it. And it was one of those early sort of press review missions, and what the mission is you need to go to this place and essentially buy this tech robot that was stolen from these really scary, sketchy sort of meddled up gang member guys. And the whole thing is you think during the conversation you might get ripped off, but everybody's pointing guns at you. It's as you're going through that tree of what to say in that mission, it's all very intense, and it's really, really. And then Cyberpunk Phantom Liberty is just all of that all of the time, where it really felt like there were maybe two or three points where I paused the game and really thought about the next thing I was going to say. And not necessarily just from the ramifications, but just how do I want my character to respond to this situation? The characters are just so much better in this. I think in the original game, you are a mercenary and you kind of do you do a lot of stuff for hire, which kind of makes sense. In an open world game, it's that's why I get a bunch of shenanigans.
The easy way, yep.
Yeah. And is sometimes the stories didn't really make sense of like why a mercenary would be involved in that story. Because I feel like a lot of Cyberpunk 2077 was them trying to like explain the world. So they'd show you something that kind of like, so you could like, oh, that's a part of this world. Okay, that makes sense. And that's why you had this interaction. And it felt, and it sometimes it felt like a little bit more like, I like sci-fi that's kind of allegorical, but it felt like a little like too allegorical sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, but basically, Phantom Liberty is kind of like assumes you know all that stuff. It's like, okay, all of these things exist in this universe. How can we create a really interesting story that picks and pulls from the interesting aspects of this universe? That's what's like already pre-established.
It's like, yeah, it's like the season two. Like we don't need to introduce you to world. Yes. We can just dive right in. Here's your deal. Here's the thing. Like we're not going to spend 20 minutes explaining this. It's you know that. Here's the fun.
Yeah, exactly. And like it can just and it for some reason like. Cyberpunk, the original game didn't really feel well defined. It felt like a game trying to find its way, and in this one just like so solidly feels like a it feels original for sure, but it just feels like it's really putting its stamp on what it is. Mm-hmm. And like with Cyberpunk 2077, you really just kind of felt it like trying to find itself, like in like the missions you would go on, they kind of felt like they were clearly done by different writers with different ideas of what Cyberpunk. This is just like so wholly focused on what you can and can do with Cyberpunk. And it's like it's really neat because basically the concept of the story.
I was gonna say
Phantom Liberty. Yeah,
dancing around it. I feel like.
Yeah. So the setup for Phantom Liberty in Cyberpunk 2077. You kind of have to understand like just the baseline of Cyberpunk 2077. You implant a chip in your head, and that chip had another personality in it, Johnny Silverhand, Keanu Reeves' character, who's like slowly eating away at your brain, mm-hmm. and will eventually just replace your body entirely. In the main game, you're just looking for a way to fix that. And there's like maybe two or three major options. And then this DLC is essentially like a third or fourth option. Okay. So it kind of just anything that happened in Cyberpunk 2077 after the point of you putting the chip in your brain, like doesn't matter. It's so wholly separate, which I thought was really interesting. It all takes place in this town called Dogtown, which is very much more Blade Runner-y vibes.
Ooh.
And the concept of the game is it's this like really it's this more dangerous area of the Cyberpunk world. It's like a lot of like shanties and stuff. Super detailed, a lot more fun to walk around in than kind of just the square blocks around the main city. Anyway, the president crash lands in that city, very similar to, what's that movie?
Escape from Kurt New Russell. York.
Yeah, yes, exactly. It's very similar to Escape from New York. And you get contacted by one of the president's, let's say allies. And they're like, if you save the president, I have a way to stop what's going on with your chip and brain and all that mm-hmm. stuff. So it just follows that path and like nothing with the other side, like Cyberpunk 2077, all the main plots are like totally different than that. So it's just like, it kind of like ignores everything that happened in Cyberpunk 27 in an interesting way. It's just like, here's a whole different game essentially.
So is it like an alternate ending? Is that kind of the idea of it or like,
yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The ending is like completely different than what I got before.
So it's more so like you had paths A and B here. We're just going to add in a C path that you could potentially take down this road for Phantom Liberty. And once you pick that path, you're done. The rest of 2077 is out.
You kind of go back into the city, but those plots just don't really matter anymore.
Okay.
So it's like there's the interactions like in the main game of the two sort of like kind of plot decisions you can make really interact back and forth. Mm-hmm. And then this one is just like none of the characters from the original Cyberpunk 2077 are involved like almost at all in the plot.
Does it feel like a new canonical ending to this thing? Like,
oh yeah. Yes. Like, and that's what I think.
Like
is
almost
really
like a, like we screwed up A and B, like here's C, it's nicer. It's better. We like this better. Everybody pick C.
Kinda.
not to like dump on what could potentially be good for A and B, but I haven't played it, but
but yeah, I mean, it just because it just does like a lot of the cool Cyberpunk things like to the nth degree. I think the one thing that's like really cool is that there's like two or three main characters in this new Phantom Liberty plot, and it's really never clear of who's telling the truth and mm-hmm. like who you trust. That's where it's like a lot of decision making is doing along like the along the you know the talking trees or whatever you call it, dialogue trees, is like who to trust when in certain points. And you could always feel that sort of shifting around and you're not quite sure. And they give you reasons. Like there's a point where, not spoilers, but I was like, I really trusted this one character. And then they said like a line that was really strange. I was like, oh, everything I knew about this character might not be true. Maybe I should go back to the guys I wasn't trusting. And so it's a lot of like really cool play on that. So it really, and it really does feel like that's kind of what Cyberpunk was supposed to be. And we kind of talked about, I kind of talked about this with the Baldur's Gate 3 review. It feels definitely more in line with that kind of like, no, your decisions really do matter. It really does feel that way. The thing I really like is that all the decisions feel in, they kind of shied away from this in Cyberpunk 2077, that they really went hard into Phantom Liberty, is that your character is not a good person.
Yeah.
And in the original game, you could kind of play like the good guy a lot, and it didn't really make sense for the character. But I like in this one, you are just a bad guy, and you're making decisions for the situation you're in. So I really liked, it's like one of the few games I really felt like I was like role playing the character, as opposed to like, I'm going to be the good guy. It's like, no, my character's not a good guy. My character is like really fighting to survive. Yeah. So if I'm playing a side mission and it goes sideways, like, and now it's like, well, my character would be pissed at this person. So why don't I choose the dialogue that would be pissed at that person? Are they pissed enough to kill them? I don't know. Maybe I'll pull that back.
Is there a good option, or is it like, or is,
or there are good options, but the good option is like to not extort somebody for money.
Like, for example, so like I can like kill you, chop off an arm, or just scold you for a minute. Like none of these are good things, but
yes, exactly. Or like, and yes, instead of killing a guy, like I'll have him pay me off. But I really like that, not like role play. And again, like your character is a bad guy. But they're not like a psychopath or anything like that. They're just kind of a jerk. So it was fun kind of playing the jerk. And then that's kind of Phantom Liberty like leans into that. And that sort of like, it's not really gray, because gray is like from light to dark. It's just kind of playing in this like dark area. But it's so much fun doing that and playing that character. Because you kind of have to let go, I think, in this game of like, what would I do in this decision? Because like, unless you're a shitty person, you're just not going to be in these situations. These
options don't matter.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's I found it so much more fun instead of pulling back all the time. It's like, well, no, if you push for, and the thing that's fun about the game is that it allows you to push. In another game would be the bad decision, in this game would be like the second to bad decision. So like in another game, if I call a character an asshole, they're going to be mad at me. But in the Cyberpunk world, people are kind of like ribbing each other back and forth all the time. So right now, this character I really trust, I'm really mad at them. I can do all my scream and yell at them options, but at the end of the conversation, you still trust each other.
Got it.
So it's like the writing is just really, really smart in that way, where it's not just like, it's not these binary decisions. There are binary decisions, but it really felt like you could really lean into being a jerk. And it still kind of moved the story forward in like interesting and smart ways.
Mm-hmm. How long is it? Because I guess in my mind, and you made the Escape to New York analogy, which excellent movie, absolutely love the movie.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Not much plot there. Like is the, I'm assuming with the whole Johnny Silverhand and all that other stuff going on that it gets a little bit deeper. Is it long? Oh, yeah. Is it like?
Oh yeah. It's like 30 hours or something like that. Damn. I think it's like 20, 30 hours. Yeah. It's just like a new game. That's what it's like, really. and the story isn't just Escape from New York. It's like, there's cool James. It's like actually more like a grimy James Bond than it is Escape from New York. It's like a grimy James Bond. It's got Ocean's 11 stuff. It's got some Ghost in the Shell stuff, which I really like. It's got a lot of, it's just like, it's so firing on all cylinders all the time. Of just like, this is what gritty cyberpunk should be. And it's just absolutely incredible. And it's super fun. It's like super, super fun to play too, because all the stuff, all the fixes they made, like playing this version of the game versus the one I played, I don't know, whatever, 2 years ago, or maybe a year ago. Yeah. It just feels so much better to play and everything on top of that. Hmm. Yeah. Cool game.
Cool game. We are Workforce Gaming. You can subscribe to our channel, leave a comment below. There's a link to support us on Ko-fi below as well. We'll see you later.
Bye.